ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Rolling.
From Houston, Roland Martin.
Mr. 42.
To 24.
Give it up.
Tom, on behalf of the entire fan base.
I'm off.
Get the hell off the bandwagon,
no
please.
No problem. Bye.
Please.
I'm off.
Stay away.
I'm gonna play like that.
I mean, don't even go to Atlanta. Don't go to Atlanta.
They don't want him there.
Just go.
Oh, yeah, I'm in Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta's bad.
I will say this here. Dez Bryant, just say it, player.
Come on, Roland.
Catch a ball, catch a case, something. That's a saving grace. Even if we lose, Sybil, Bob Cowboys still lost.
Told you he's going to stop.
Roland.
You know, you ain't getting no news.
What do you have today?
Saving grace. That's still can't stand the Cowboys. But Texas, we 5-1. Tyler, Baltimore in the AFC. Best overall record. We'll take care of Baltimore this Sunday. I still support my team. Ride or die, baby. Ride or die. But Tom, get the hell off the bandwagon.
No problem.
That was a stunning. You hear some stupid stuff during election season all the time. But this Florida billionaire, the CEO of Westgate Resorts, David Siegel, he basically threatened his employees by their job, saying, if Obama wins, I'm going to fire a bunch of y'all. And this is not sat well with a lot of the employees. And so we have an anonymous employee who is on the phone. And so I just want to go right to her. Ma'am, how did you feel when this email went out? And your boss basically said, you put your vote in for Obama, you gone.
I was just like, oh, my goodness. Like, my jaw dropped. I was staring at the computer screen, and I'm looking around to see everybody else's reaction. And everybody is just continuing with their everyday life. And then I'm like, does nobody see a problem with this? Oh, he did this last election, too. Don't worry about it. He's just, you know, calling bluff. And I'm like, this has to be illegal. Like, I just couldn't believe it. And I took it very personal because a lot of the things that he said in there, calling us unproductive and things like that, I'm like, you're talking about all the people that make your company work and you're calling us unproductive. You don't know me. You don't know my life struggles. How dare you? So I just took it really offensive.
Now, the company has 7,000 employees, and he wrote, so when you make your decision to vote, ask yourself which candidate understands the economics of business ownership and who doesn't, whose policies will endanger your job. And he's essentially threatening that, here's a guy who owns a 380-acre, estate. The guy has tons of money. But he was like basically saying, look, you're going to have to vote the way I want you to vote. And Florida is a battleground state where it's a very close election.
Well, isn't that illegal?
Absolutely. That was my main point. I was like, 7,000 plus employees can make a huge impact on a voting election. And what you're doing, you're trying to
intimidate
us into voting. Now, if I was Republican, if I was Democrat, it doesn't really matter. Even if I was voting for another party, at the end of the day, the email was out of line. Because I know plenty of people who are okay, yeah, they lean more towards the Republican side, but even they thought, okay, this email was out of line. You should have never.
But he's done it before. So what was the response when he did it before?
I've been with Westgate for 7 months, and this is the second political email that I've gotten like this. So I can imagine an employee that's been there for a while.
He was called out on it, and he said that I didn't want to go worldwide. I've had calls from dozens of business people who said we feel the same way, but we don't have the guts to say it. We're not bad people. One percenters create all the jobs. We should be considered heroes, not villains. So he doesn't care.
Have you received any repercussions for revealing this email?
I haven't. I did request to remain anonymous, and that is why, because of course, I'm in fear of losing my job. I work full-time for Westgate. I work part-time for another place, and I take care of my two children. So that's where I'm like, okay, well, maybe I should stay anonymous, but other people need to know what's going on.
Bless your heart.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. And, you know, this is utterly shameful, and David Siegel should be ashamed of himself for threatening his employees' jobs. And, yes, this could be a difference maker in a very close election.
And
well,
thank you for having me.
I feel the same way you guys feel.
Okay. God bless.